Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by McVay Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. And here on County District Court, before Judge Ferris, a pivotal moment unfolded in the felony case against Mr. David King, facing charges of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree. Mr. King has opted for a plea bargain that significantly reshapes his legal path. He will waive his right to a preliminary examination and plead guilty to fourth degree sexual conduct charge. In exchange, prosecutors are set to dismiss the related assault and battery counts with restitution to be paid if applicable. This voluntary decision confirms by the court now fast-tracks Mr. King's case to the circuit court for arraignment on April 13th at 9 a.m. A critical chapter closes and another begins, all within the confines of Judge Ferris's courtroom. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, well, Judge Prill's courtroom recently grappled with a case that blurs the lines between addiction, accountability, and a legal yet potent substance. Callahan Andrew Flory, facing charges including carrying a weapon with unlawful intent and resisting police, was sentenced to 14 months to 5 years in prison. But this wasn't a cut-and-dry case of intent. Flory's defense painted a compelling picture, a man battling opioid addiction who turned to kratom, a legal over-the-counter herbal supplement, as a lifeline. On the day of the incident, however, that lifeline allegedly became a nightmare, triggering what his attorney described as kratom intoxication psychosis, leading to terrifying hallucinations and erratic behavior. Imagine the scene, a man, knife in hand, making threats, causing fear in a public park, and later assaulting a police officer, all according to the defense, while generally believing he was under attack. The prosecution, while acknowledging the kratom, argued that legality doesn't erase responsibility, likening it to the consequences of drunk driving. Judge Prill, in his ruling, called kratom a poison and recognized its role in a defendant's out-of-control actions. Yet he emphasized that while intoxication might explain behavior, it doesn't justify it. Balancing the severity of the incident with Flory's efforts to reform while on bond, the judge ultimately imposed a sentence at the lower end of the guidelines. It's a story that forces us to confront the hidden dangers of unregulated substances and the complex path to justice when a legal high leads to a very low. When we come back after this McVay Insurance Agency's sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Local service means people you can trust. Hi, this is Karen Krozak from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Let us give you a free quote on your insurance. We represent a multiple of companies and can save you money with multi-policy discounts, prepay discounts, and go green savings. Contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. In other Huron County Circuit Court news, Judge Frill's courtroom, a contentious arraignment unfolded today for Lucas Paul Davidson on two felony files. While Davidson entered a not guilty plea, the proceedings quickly pivoted to a deeper legal psychological evaluation. Previously deemed competent, Davidson is now ordered to undergo a criminal responsibility assessment, a critical step that will delay further action until May 18th review. But the real battle ignited over bond. Defense counsel argued for a personal recognizance bond, citing Davidson's consistent court appearances, robust family support, and ongoing medical treatment. Prosecutors, however, pushed back, portraying Davidson as a recurring presence in the justice system. Judge Prill, applying MCR 6.106, ultimately sided with public safety, citing a troubling record of 2024 convictions, including resisting police with injury, assault with a dangerous weapon, and criminal sexual conduct. The court denied the request for leniency. Davidson's existing 10% bonds, totaling $10,000 on one file and $3,500 on the other, will remain in effect. It's a decision that underscores the court's unwavering focus on community protection as the complex case moves forward. And it's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.